hurricane and pull me off. As always, my name is Alex. And as always, a pleasure was mine. Be talking at you next week. Take care.
Step inside the lounge on your Freeform station. Oh, good evening, everyone. It is another Thursday night in a city. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. First of all, Happy New Year, first show of 2017. And we're going to have so much fun tonight because we're going to do it lounge style. Actually, no. We're going to do it Boston style. So we're going to kick off the show tonight. We're going to play as many Boston artists as we possibly can tonight. We got a brand new Stephanie's Vault. Stephanie is actually online. She doesn't have any vocals. Poor Stephanie had a nice conversation with her last night. Could barely talk. She is at home interacting a lounge radio show. We got the local report and a call from a pretty cool, cool's not even the word, a icon that I'm going to say is going to call in this hour, so you're not going to want to miss it. And we have Mark Rosenthal from weatherblast.com checking in on the new year, a new forecast coming up. And of course, love to hear from you. You know I love talking to people. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Your local. Hey, don't worry. 781-350-3264. We're going to get right to the music, get to as many Boston artists as we possibly can here on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
City. I'm walking down that old fair lane. I'm in love, but just couldn't. WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Have you ever been close to tragedy or been close to folks who have? Have you ever felt the pain so powerful, so heavy you collapse?
95 WMFO, Medford, Boston. It is the lounge. Happy New Year, everybody. Doing it Boston style here tonight. Get into as many Boston artists that we can possibly get to. Dropkick Murphys right there, shipping up to Boston. New album drops tomorrow. 11 short stories of pain and glory. Also heard from the Bad Boys of Boston. Train kept a rolling, and the Mighty Mighty Bostones. They just had the Hometown Throwdown 19 on December 28th, 29th, and 30th at the House of Blues. You know, that was some fun. I saw a lot of pictures online, though I was jealous because I was not there. Hey, love to hear from you. 855-915-9636. You're interacting online. We got the social media. Stephanie is manning that for us tonight, a lounge radio show. Got the Vault, as I mentioned, coming on a little bit after, right after 9 o'clock at the local report. And you never know who's going to be calling in. So you want to stick around this next one. I love this one because you're going to have to do the step one, one, one. Yeah, I don't have to go any further. We're doing it Boston style here. 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Ooh, baby, gonna get to you, girl. Step by step. Step by step, ooh baby, really want you in my world.
my heart, it just gives a big.
My girl's the best, and that's no lie. She tells me that I'm her only guy.
That might be true, but my girl's a joy. She don't play around, she's right to the point.
My girl's like candy, a candy tree. She knocks me high up on my feet.
Station 91.5 WMFO.
We're gonna turn up the heat all the way to 95.
That's the way I like to do it. Rub you all over with some hot oil. You just watch it.
WMFO Medford, Boston, in the middle of the lounge, doing it Boston style here tonight. Bell Biv DeVoe, Do Me, a new edition, Candy Girl. And it kicked it off with New Kids on the Block, Step by Step. And along with Paula Abdul and Boyz II Men, they're going to be at Fenway Park on July 8th. So July cannot come any sooner. Get rid of this cold weather, because please, though, we have to knock on wood. We cannot complain. Get the weather forecast coming up. That's going to tell you about the new year. And a new year, new beginnings. And this next call, I have to say, musician, composer, guitarist, lead singer of the rock bands, the Joe Perry Project and Fahrenheit. My opinion, a Boston local icon, Charlie Farron. How are you?
Kaboom! I'm excellent. I couldn't be better, and I'm psyched to be on with you tonight.
Well, first off, Happy New Year. Happy 2017.
Yeah, Happy New Year already. It's New Year. You know, I always tell my wife, first is Halloween, and then you blink your eyes, and it's the New Year.
Yeah, and before you know it.
That last quarter of the year goes by like crazy.
It does. You know, there's no snow in the ground yet, which... kind of happy. Keep knocking on that wood, right?
Yep, you bet.
So you worked...
Although I don't mind the free exercise, you know?
See, that's the thing with the shoveling, you know, but I do the lazy man and get the snowblower, I know.
Yeah, I do that too.
Let's jump into 1979, you know, that is when the Joe Perry Project, you know, was formed, and such legends. I mean, Joe Perry, David Hull, and who else am I missing here?
Ron Stewart was the drummer.
Uh-huh.
Great drama, great band. They did a record. I joined them in '80, and I was on the second record. So, really, you know, Joe Perry is one of the top handful of iconic rock star guitar players out there, you know. And I had a global business development job at Hewlett Packard when I was raising my kids, and anywhere I went in the world, you know, when I would say I sang in the Joe Perry Project, everybody would know who Joe Perry was, you know. So that was fantastic, and learned a lot from just watching his process, and he's still at it today, you know.
Now, what's something you know that's magical that was so magical about the Joe Perry Project?
I don't know. I think, Joe is pretty, you know, he carries a lot of weight. David, Ron Stewart was just a machine. I can remember touring with Ozzy Osbourne, and Tommy Aldrich was his drummer at the time. Tommy is like a famous, fantastic drummer. And many nights I'd look over and Tommy would be like, you know, watching Ronnie play.
Nice.
You know, and David Hull is still a great friend, and he's a fantastic writer, a great player. Played with the Buddy Miles band when he got out of high school. You know, when you hear that song, that famous song, "Them Changes," you know, doo 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 doo. That's David. You know, so he's his own fantastic component, and I think that we just clicked. You know, it was a really, really powerful band. We toured with ZZ Top and Rush and Alice Cooper and the Kinks, and you know, Def Leppard was the opening act for a while. You know, we were the special guests and they were the opening act. So that was just a really strong band and a loud band.
All of those hair bands, man.
Yeah, this was not a hair band. This was just like a real old school rock band. And the hair bands came out later when Fahrenheit was touring.
Yeah, and that's right around 1986. And let's, you know, remind everyone about Fahrenheit.
Yeah, so we signed, I think, probably in 85.
Okay.
We made a record. We went out to L.A. and made a record with Keith Olsen, who I'm still in touch with. And Keith was the guy, you know, in the 80s. He was the rock star producer who, you know, did all the big Fleetwood Mac and Eagles records and Pat Benatar and, you know, Whitesnake, AC/DC. He did all the big hit records. Eagles, Joe Walsh. And then we started touring. We did the whole Boston tour in 87. 95 nights, something like 95 nights. They were all sold out. And, you know, all the big major cities we did multiple nights. You know, some three, four, five nights. Worcester, we played 9 nights. They were great guys to tour with. Very professional, and that was some great exposure for Fahrenheit, you know.
So speaking of the tours here, you know, when you toured around New England, what are some of these great local places that you played at with Fahrenheit?
Oh, my gosh. We played everywhere. We played all the big clubs and some of the small theaters and a lot of the little clubs, too. I mean, we played at the Beachcomber. We played, obviously, the Channel, the Paradise. What was the name of the place down in Providence? I'm drawing a blank at the moment, but you know, we played in New Hampshire. We played just everywhere. We toured
all across New England for sure, man. Ugh.
All across the United States, you know. And
now, how was the tour bus? Were you guys on a van, a tour bus? Kind of cool how you go across traveling.
Tour bus sometimes. The first leg of the Boston tour, we flew commercially because we would fly, you know,
sure,
for instance, into New Jersey and would stay there for 6 nights and play, you know, or L.A., you know, play at the Forum for, you know, 4 or 5 nights. I can't remember specifically, but all the first leg of the tour would just fly into the city and stay there for the length of the, you know, the stay. The second leg of the tour, we had 2 cars. And you know, Muzz drove one car with some of the crew guys, and David and I were driven by our road manager, Rick Kilbashan. And so we'd form a little caravan of 2 cars, and of course the road crew had the truck with the gear in it. So that's how we did the second leg of that
Sweet.
Tour. And that was mostly one-nighters in big cities, but, you know, St. Louis, Kansas City, Reno, just, you know, secondary markets type of thing. A lot of fun, though. A lot of fun. So that was over the course. That was 95 nights over the course of maybe 5 or 6 months.
Everyone that is checking in right now, we have Boston local icon Charlie Farron. And, you know, I wanted to talk about the Sinclair. It's a great venue, Charlie, that's in Cambridge, and they just picked up actually a Boston Music Award for Best Music Night and for Best Live Music Venue. And, you know, just in general, what do you think, what's your take on the music scene here in Boston?
Well, I have to say, lately, for the last couple of years, I've been performing as a solo, nylon string guitar and vocal, and so haven't heard of that club. I'll have to check that out. And I play more regionally than I do in town. The venue that I play most frequently in town is Passim in Cambridge. And I do a lot of opening slots, you know, opening for bigger bands. I guess I'm not really that active. Like in just Boston, I kind of play regionally across New England. And a lot of listening rooms, a lot of Center for Arts type of places, performing arts centers.
And those are like your favorite venues that you like going to?
I'm not going to, because I probably don't go. I don't go unless I'm performing. But I do a lot of opening slots for bigger acts, you know, Eddie Money and Styx and Extreme and, you know, Jethro Tull, Robert Craig come to mind, Johnny Lang, that type of thing. And And, you know, recently, my new record is going to be called Charlie Farron, colon, Guitar and Voice. And the concept behind this record is it's a single guitar and a single vocal. And no harmonies, no drums, just straight. And I had recorded almost the whole thing. I got about three quarters of the way through it, and I broke my finger last May.
Oh.
And they put it in a cast for 3 months, and that atrophied that whole side of my hand. So it took me a while to get back into playing shape. I did physical therapy, and I started doing little short cameo performances, just kind of showing up with my guitar, doing two and three songs to get my hand back together. And then I started doing more opening slots, and I realized that that got me. That kind of an approach got me in front of a lot of new people. So I've been playing every single different kind of thing, just to get my hand back and to play my new songs. And by the time I got, you know, to this point in time, I'm so much better playing those songs now than I was when I recorded them before I broke my hand, that I've decided to scrap the whole record and redo the whole thing live in my studio.
I love it.
And, you know, just honest and live.
It's almost like the second time around, is almost like the best time around. You know, you're given another chance to evaluate, you know, your music and kind of go into it raw like you're doing.
It's really true. And it's almost like the broken finger was a silver lining there.
Sure.
And that it gave me time to reassess. And, you know, if that's going to be my act, it makes sense to make that be my record. And I've mastered all the songs. It's sounding and looking. And the great thing about it, too, is I do these little morning clips every day, as often as I can. And people like those. So this, I thought to myself, I record the songs in this little studio, basement studio, and I write the songs in this studio. What would be more fitting for me to record them live? So I'm going to use my phone and my tablet and my iPad and my little handy cam, and I'm going to play the songs live. And I'm not releasing the record. I'm going to release one live video to the internet at a time.
Okay, nice.
And then, you know, and then once they're all released to the internet, then I'll come out with my release.
So coming
people
up,
will know the songs by then.
Next Thursday, the 12th. You know, it's the premiere of the launch, I should say, of the Singer Songwriter series at the Union Coffee Company. And you posted that on Facebook that, you know, you're going to be playing some of these new tracks. Is that correct?
Yes, I am. I'm psyched. It's
nice.
It's in Milford, New Hampshire, and it's just a little intimate little place. And I'm going to be playing a lot of the songs from the new record. I'm excited about them, and I have them nailed, and I'll be doing some of my other popular tunes as well. So that'll be fun. I haven't been at that venue, but that's kind of typical of the kind of thing I've been doing over the last couple of years. And my strategy now is to say yes to everything that comes to me as long as my calendar is free. And you'd be surprised at how many, once people realize that, you get offered all sorts of crazy, interesting
yeah, you instance, you never say no. You say yes, I'll squeeze you in here and pencil you
I
in.
Say yes. It doesn't matter what the money is, and it doesn't matter what, but usually it's fair, and it doesn't matter. And like one example that was interesting was that I was asked to perform at Neiman Marcus for in the afternoon for the launch of the Dior fragrance, the Johnny Depp Dior fragrance. And so I said, "Well, I'll do it, but I'm not gonna stand meekly in a corner and sing my song softly. I'm gonna set up my backdrop in full blown Charlie Farron show." So I did about 25 minutes, and it was a riot. And the Dior people were psyched, and the Nordstrom's people were psyched, and it was a really fantastic experience. And I ended up with some great photographs from that session.
Yeah, you're modeling now, Charlie Farron. Nice.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's why would I not? You know, at my age, I want to play. I want my music to reach as many people as possible. So, so I say yes. I've done house concerts. I've done weddings. As long as I'm just doing my own music, though, you know. I don't do the standards. I play my own music. But things come to you that's very interesting. So I'm liking the way things are unfolding right now, and I'm psyched that this new record is going to be exactly what you see when you come to see one of my shows. So it's the first record I've ever done like this.
This is fantastic. Oh, this is going to be great. I just love, you know, your inspiration and what you do on your Facebook post every single morning. You do the clouds, what you're thankful for, your weekly mail check. I mean, your laugh, I have to say, Charlie, contagious.
I just do those, and I don't ever review them. I just do them and post them and just try to make them be honest and try to have just like a find the fun in whatever's happening. And I think that helps my music too.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
I think you become a magnet to great things when all you notice is great things. So.
It is, and it is very contagious, and it is full of laughter. And the website, Charlie Farron, see, there it is, charliefarron.com, and you can go on there and get the current album, Tuesday, right?
Tuesday's the most recent. I think at the very hot moment, my web store is down. But all of my records are available on all of the online iTunes and, you know, all of the online avenues, Amazon. So I'm in the process of switching service providers, and this, you know, I do the website myself, and it's pretty. There are a lot of moving parts, so making the switch to another service provider is a time consuming and complicated process. So
right.
I had no choice but to take this store down, but. My stuff is all available, and you can go on my website, and on the homepage, there's a feature that I call it F-Man Radio, and it's all of my studio records stream there, so you can just go there and listen. So you know, the trick to this business, and I think the trick to life, is to keep yourself interested and excited. And I spoke with Johnny Eight earlier today. Johnny's fantastic guitar player, and he was saying the same thing. He's made record after record after record, and he's looking for something new to do. And so we were talking about his new direction and, you know, my new direction, and it's a blessing to be able to keep yourself excited and keep yourself challenged. I'm working on my 17th record.
17 and counting, nice.
And I'm as excited about this one as I was about my first one, you know.
And you can tell that's the beauty of it, you know, and just the energy that you give off when you were live in studio here. You did a couple of performances here on the lounge and, of course, at WMFO.
Oh, many times. And we always have a blast.
Totally. I mean, each and every time that you do it. And anything upcoming that you want to share with all the listeners?
Well, I have the thing the next Thursday. I'm doing a record show at the Hilton Gardens in Burlington. I should have probably checked my calendar. Next weekend, I'm working on my 2017 calendar. And I have meetings set up next week with a lot of venues for some new ideas I have about getting in their rooms more frequently than once a year. So I'm very, very upbeat about that. I have a lot of irons in the fire for different interesting things. So. Those will be unfolding as the year unfolds, and my record will be, it's a super slow release, one video at a time, and maybe the record itself gets released, introduced in early 2018.
Sweet.
Yeah, so I'm psyched. I'll probably have at least 12 songs, and maybe I release one of those a month throughout 2017. And get people familiar with it, get people kind of get a little buzz going about it. And I don't know if anybody's released a record like that. So I'm trying to do something different with the release.
I like that, very unique way. And you promise you'll touch base with us as things develop here in the lounge?
Oh, you bet.
Beautiful.
I'll have to come in.
Yeah. All right. Well, Happy New Year again. Charlie Farron, my goodness, thank you. Thank you so much for checking in with us here tonight.
Awesome, man. Fun time. Enjoy the rest of the night.
All right. Have a good night.
All right, thanks, Steve. Bye-bye.
Always good to hear from Charlie Farron. We're going to get to some of his music in just a few minutes. But the new year is here. Going to go to Mark Rosenthal. Mark, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing just well. Just well. New year is here, my friend.
The new year is here. That's true. We're still waiting for a lot of snow in Boston.
I'm liking it because we haven't had much snow, but it's been very cold. A cold front has arrived. What's going on?
Well, I'll tell you, it's going to be cold. It's going to be cold overnight. Really, it's a tale of two storms. We've got a storm. It's a weak storm for us. It's a storm that will be moving off the Virginia coast later on tonight, passing wild southeast of Cape Cod, so we'll get a little snow developing after midnight. The morning commute could be a little dicey. It doesn't take a lot of snow to get the road slick. It could be anywhere from a dusting to 2 inches. It's going to be cold tomorrow morning with temperatures in the lower mid-20s, but it's a fast-moving storm, so it'll be out of here by midday, if not before. Most of the snow will be on the New England south coast, southern Rhode Island, the Cape and the Islands. Could get 1 to 3, 2 to 4, perhaps. Up in Boston, the dusting to 1 inch or 2 at the most. And then the sun's out during the afternoon with a cold wind. But then there's a more important storm that we're going to have to watch very carefully that will come up over Cape Hatteras by Saturday afternoon and then southeast of New England Saturday night. We'll be on the edge of accumulating snow in the greater Boston area. Again, I think the Cape and the Islands, the South Shore, and Rhode Island stands the best chance to get several inches of snow. You know, any wobble of the track would be bring more than I'm thinking to Boston. Right now for Boston, I'm thinking an early range of 1 to 3 on the Cape, 3 to 6.
Thank goodness.
Maybe more, but I'm not married to that forecast.
You know, and I'm liking that it's actually getting darker later. Yes.
Well, a little bit.
A little bit, I know. The very little things, the smallest things in the world.
I know. We've gone the other way. The days are getting longer. No, they're certainly getting longer, but it's going to take really another several weeks to really see it, and then we'll get there. But, you know, there's an old saying in the weather department is the days grow longer, the cold grows stronger. So we'll see.
The cold air is coming in. Any warm fronts coming in? Because I love the warm air. Anything that you see?
I think it's, well, first of all, it's going to be a cold weekend. I think Sunday we probably won't get above 20 in Boston. Oh. Probably going down to single numbers at night. You wake up Monday morning, it's probably 5 above 0. But there could be a touch of snow coming in Tuesday night with a warm front. And by next Wednesday, we could be over 50 for a brief period before winter returns.
That is awesome. Thank you so much, Mark Rosenthal. And to catch the latest forecast, where can we go?
Go to weatherblast.com.
Beautiful. Happy New Year. And as always, thank you for calling in tonight.
Okay, thanks. Have a great night.
All right, thank you. Going to get back into the music. Going to get to this last set. Charlie Farron, who had called in, a beautiful interview. This one is going to be a great one. Yes! Fahrenheit. Doing it. Boston style. 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. We got the vault coming up after this.
Lost and running, round in circles, going to the wrong location. Oh no, all around me, laughing, laughing. I think they reached their destination.
This song I like. It's on the new record. The new record is Tuesday, by the way. You feeling that?
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
some more of me, that kind of girl.